In describing the counting of the Jewish people, the Torah uses the term Se'u et Rosh Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael, raise up the heads of the entire Jewish people. And of course, this phrase continues through Parshat Bamidbar and next week's Parsha, which is named after the phrase Parshas Naso. One wonders the significance of this particular terminology, Se'u et Rosh. And the truth is, it's not just here. We already found it in Sefer Bereishis, where Yosef interprets first the dream of the Sarah Mashkim, then the dream of the Sarah Ophim. Regarding the Sarah Mashkim, he says, Sarah Mashkim saw the grapes and pouring them for Paro, and he said, Ba'od shloshet yamim yisa Faro et roshecha ve'shivcha al kanecha. Paro will raise up your head and put it back where it belongs. In contrast, when he interpreted the dream of the Sarah Ophim, who saw the birds eating out of baskets on his head, he said, Ba'od shloshet yamim yisa Faro et roshecha me'alecha. He'll raise your head off you and remove it from you. Question is, what is the dual significance of raising one's head in a positive way, raising one's head in a deathly way? Rashi quotes the Medrash Rabbah on the Parsha, who says that the negative is that, like the executioner says, the kostiner, that he will remove your head from you. Se'uat Rosh could mean removing the head from you, and it could mean Yal Elegdula, raising you up. Medrash, in fact, quotes the Pasuk from Paro. The duality of raising head implies how high we can go or how low we can go. The Ramban asks on this, where do you see a negative here? Why does Rashi quote this Medrash? Why does the Medrash see a potential negative here? And I think the explanation is simple. Human beings stand with their heads high as opposed to animals. We stand on 2 feet. Our head is above the rest of our body because our head is what we use to think. It's what separates us from the animals, our seichel, the creation B'Tzelem Eloki. When we use our head correctly and we seek the right things, we function the way we ought to function. And God raises us from our head to the position we should be in. When we use our head the wrong way, devious, mischievous, creating negative, our head, we deserve to have our head removed, which is one way that people are executed. Their head, which is responsible for all of their problems, is removed to punish it for what it's done wrong and how it's driven us in the wrong direction. May Se'uat Rosh B'nei Yisrael teach us to use our heads and our minds in them to direct ourselves in the right directions and therefore to achieve the place we should be, merit the place we should be, as opposed to Chas V'Shalom, the opposite.